Some of the biggest players in the ongoing budget debate have been outside conservative groups with close ties to Republicans on Capitol Hill. Perhaps the most influential voice is also a soft-spoken one. As NPR's David Wellner reports, it belongs to former South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint.
Earlier this month, in New York City's Times Square, between Madame Tussauds Wax Museum and Bedell's Sporting Goods, a five-story tall sign went up. Warning, it read, "Obamacare may be hazardous to your health." Meanwhile, a new ad came out.
Absolutely most vulnerable in our population will be forced to leave their physicians to go, we're not sure into what plan.
Other ads targeting Republican senators also popped up across the country.
Jeff Flake could help stop Obamacare by simply refusing to fund it, but he won't pledge to oppose all funding for Obamacare.
All these ads are products of groups once or currently headed by former Senator Jim DeMint. Before he quit his job as a senator early this year to head the Heritage Foundation, which produced the Times Square billboard and the TV ad on the perils of Obamacare, DeMint founded the Senate Conservatives Fund, the political action committee behind the ads going after Republican senators. Dick Durbin, the Senate's number two Democrat, says DeMint has to be taken seriously.
His new role with the Heritage Foundation, or whatever it's called, and the money that he's been able to generate there has created a political force.
Good to see you. Do you care for any water, coffee, or anything?
At his office at Heritage, looking out toward the Capitol, DeMint appears a man in full as he sits down for an interview.
There's no question in my mind that I have more influence now on public policy than I did as an individual senator.
DeMint says he does not miss his 14 years in Congress. His aim now, he says, is to make Heritage the most influential public policy organization in the country.
We are, in many cases, the leader of the conservative movement. A lot of these other groups look to us for the principles and the policy, and they know after 40 years that Heritage is not blowing in the wind as far as what we believe, that we're going to put the stake in the ground where it should be.
It's really an abysmal kind of attempt at leadership. He's basically subverting the organization that he's supposed to be leading.
That's former Republican Congressman Mickey Edwards. He was one of the Heritage Foundation's three trustees when it was founded in 1973. For many years, Edwards says, Heritage was respected as an academic intellectual think tank. He fears that legacy is being shredded by Jim DeMint.
I think that what DeMint's doing is going to undermine the credibility of Heritage Foundation because people will see it as just another advocacy or lobbying group for, you know, the far right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased to introduce the president of the Heritage Foundation, Senator Jim DeMint.
In August, DeMint joined the head of Heritage's lobbying arm for a nine-city swing labeled the Defund Obamacare Town Hall Tour. He told a crowd in Fayetteville, Arkansas, he worried more about Obamacare than about Republicans risking losing the next election if there's a government shutdown.
I'm not as interested in the political futures of folks who think they might lose a showdown with the president. What we need is some people to stand up with the courage of their convictions, to do what they promised when they ran for election, and fight to stop Obamacare.
DeMint's tweaking of those he regards as wayward Republicans has rankled many in the party. Brian Walsh is a GOP political consultant and a former spokesman for the Senate Republicans' reelection team.
I think it's very fair to question what the real motives are behind these groups, because it certainly doesn't appear to be about winning elections or affecting change. It appears to be about raising money and enhancing their own power and profile among the Republican grassroots.
But DeMint remains unfazed.
I had a lot of critics in the Senate. Anytime you rock the boat up here, and frankly, if you're not getting criticized in Washington, you're probably part of the problem.
The boat rocking, he says, will continue. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.